Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome back to Your Morning Boost, your show dedicated to help you move from being an effective administrator to a visionary leader. And this week, starting here today on November 17th, it's a perfect time to think about this because this is the start of the American Education Week. For those of you who are new to that observance, AEW is a nationwide celebration that just honors the achievements of public schools and the dedication of everybody who helps make them work. And today is the kickoff day for that week. So happy American Education Week to all of you educators out there. Today, I'm super excited to have a special guest joining us again, and she's going to be here all week. And this is Dr. Lisa Hill. She's a longtime school educator, a friend of mine, and the host of the brilliant Vice Principal Unofficed podcast. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill, and happy to have you on board.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself so our listeners can connect with you and your story.
Sure. Well, this is my 39th year in education. I've taught everything from kindergarten through graduate school. I've worked in rural schools all the way to urban schools, so I've done it all. I started out as a band director a long, long time ago, and then became a counselor, at-risk coordinator, and eventually I went to the dark side and entered administration. It's been a wild 39 years, but I've enjoyed it. Well, most of it, but yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Well, tell us just a little bit about your podcast. What is Vice Principal Unofficed?
Sure. Well, after 39 years, I thought, you know what? They always said, I don't believe you. You tell a story and they don't believe what you're telling them. Like, no, you really can't make some of this stuff up. So I just went back through the years to tell some stories with different themes. I've got one coming up on custodians because they do work hard and there's always something educational about it. But I tell some funny stories because we do laugh a lot in education.
True. At least we certainly should.
We should because we're working with kids. You know, we only get them for a short period of time and off they go. So there's a lot of funny things that happen in education. It's either laugh or cry. So I chose to laugh. So I just like to tell the stories, but I never tell who or where. I protect all of that, but I think a lot of people can relate to the things that we go through as educators. It's a tough gig, but
I get the alert when every new episode drops, that's for sure. So it's one that I really enjoy. Well, I'll tell you what, with our guests lately here, we've been playing a game of five questions.
Okay.
So I'll give you one question for each day this week, since you're going to join us for all 5 days. And are you good with continuing that trend? Is that all right with you?
You bet. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, since your show is called Vice Principal Unofficed, and I know that that's a role that you've done really, really well at, we're going to stick to that for this week. So we're going to talk about some of the nuances that go into that type of a leadership role. So when we come back from the break here, we'll kick off this first question, which is a great time to get us going on American Education Week. And we're going to talk about that partnership with the principal. All right?
All right.
All right. So hang on, listeners. We'll be right back after this. All right. Welcome back to Your Morning Boost. Now, before the break, we were talking about, you know, kind of some of those roles and many of the things that you've done so far in your career. But here it is for our question of the day. So here we go. Ready?
Ready.
So given all your time as an AP, what is the single biggest do not do? Like that mistake that APs make when they are trying to establish trust and clear expectations with the new principal?
That's a good question. When I think back, and it's been quite a few years ago, I remember the district I was working for, we were studying, well, Dufour was all the rage. Dufour's work was solution tree. So we actually went to Adlai Stevenson High School. It was just an amazing tour. I learned so much. But in my brain, because I was very new at this, I thought, well, we'll just come back and implement it. But you can't do that because every school is different. So I didn't take the time to gather people's voices and look at data and everything that needed to happen. But the neat part was the principal at the time allowed me to do it, allowed me to have the experience, probably knowing that it was going to fail, and just let me have at it. And it didn't work because we weren't Adlai Stevenson High School and we hadn't done all of the work that they had done, but I learned a lot, took a lot away from it. So my advice would be slow down, learn your people, learn the system, find out what's going on and where you can have the most impact. You can't do it all, but if you're going to do something, which I think APs should, they should take some initiative so they can learn and grow, so they can become the head leader. Make sure you have all your ducks in a row before you would do something that big.
Well, that is fantastic advice, and that's a great way to get started. Honestly, it's a great start to our Monday. So, hey, real quickly, though, before we sign off for today, can you give our listeners a quick teaser? You mentioned about the custodian. What else is going to be in that particular one, or can you give that information away this early?
Sure. Yes, I have so many stories, but I had one custodian that would sit in the cafeteria during lunch while the kids were eating and pick apart the mop that they were going to clean the floors with. But before they cleaned the floors, they would go and clean the tables without washing their hands. So it wasn't the most sanitary place, but I thought, okay, we're eating lunch. There's got to be tons of things to clean, trash cans to empty. And they just watch the kids. And it's the old mop, you know, the string mop, pick it all apart. I'm like, okay. So there's a little bit of a teaser there, but I have a lot more stories to tell.
Yeah, I bet you do. Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today. This has been a great start to the week. Thank you, Boosters, for joining us. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more from Dr. Lisa Hill. So as usual, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.